Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
Welcome, everybody, to An Earful in the Emerald City. Thank you guys for listening, and you are listening to us right now. We appreciate you guys joining us here. Thanks, you guys, for being here on this special episode we got today.
Welcome.
No guest today, just me and Mr.
Just
Netters. Yeah.
We have
like
a story.
Like Bill Withers. Just the two of us.
All right. Well,
he's a great man.
I'm glad you went with that song and not like
Ivory
or something.
He's a classic, man. Okay. Come on. You can't knock the man. He knows what he's doing.
Well,
but
yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us, though. Earful in the Emerald City. If you guys listened last week, things got a little crazy,
got,
you guys.
Got weird.
Yeah.
That was a weird week.
Things got a little nuts. You know, we might have come into the situation a little too hot and might not have been able to put the brakes on quite quick enough. But
yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, that Dennis, he's a wild man.
Yeah, he's our Belushi.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, he likes marijuana.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy. But he's got some good points, though. I got to give the boy.
No, he likes all the stuff he doesn't like.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a crazy one, guys. But thank you for giving us another shot here today. We'll do better for you. We promise.
Yeah, I feel like
we're going to work real hard on this one. So
it'll be a nice romp through.
No, it's a good, important time here. You know, we've already been talking here a little bit, but we're actually already into September here.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe it, man? Summer is basically
gone.
It's
going to be over, though. This year is terrible, so I'm okay with it going as fast as possible.
Yeah, but I don't know, though. You could always have a tail end be pretty good. You never know, Marcus. You know,
that's
you got to call it
saying,
out some
hope. Everyone's like, oh, come on, these last couple months might be better than there. I was like, dude, I don't know, man.
We
still got November to come.
But November's going to be a rough one.
Yeah.
That's going to be a rough month. No question. No question.
Eventful.
November's the month that's the reason that I don't own a handgun. I don't know if I could trust myself. It's crazy, man. It's already September. We got Labor Day coming up this weekend, you know? It's like, which is like the close of the summer event, basically. It's like, okay, hope you guys had fun, because
really
fuck you.
Do we have summer up here, though? We had a couple of nice days near that end, but I feel like the rest of it was kind of, it wasn't as sunny as I was told 4 years ago when I came up here. That happens right after the 4th. Apparently the suns show up, and it's like the heavens opened, and, and everyone in Seattle emerges from their dwellings.
July was a letdown, man.
Yeah,
July was definitely a letdown. Usually we get pretty solid weather throughout July, and this year it was just like, yeah, overcast, mild, kind of shitty, a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so that was kind of bummer. We had some good weeks of August, but
I feel like it
today was a wet one.
Yeah, right. Of course it was. It's been wet ever since Everett.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. It's been wet all week.
Yeah.
It's been raining down. But yeah, so summer's done here, man. We had kind of a crazy week, though, man. It was exciting. I think I saw you every single day this week, Marcus. Every single day.
Did you?
I think so, yeah. We were 5 for 5.
We probably were. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all a blur.
Yeah. So, so I probably won't. Hopefully, I won't be seeing you for another week or so.
Right,
that'd be
how's
nice.
Supposed
you know,
to work. It works. In
yeah.
Fives.
We've got to average it out. Exactly.
Yeah,
we got to.
Works in fives.
You know, you can do a bunch, and you got to wait a little
5
while.
5 day
but,
gap. Of,
yeah. Man. No, it was good though, man. It was crazy though. It was crazy. Started pretty wild up there in Everett. We got up to Trump rally up in the greatest little city around.
Oh God.
Everett, man. Washington.
Okay, so I don't know if you want to start with your side of the story, because my side of the story was totally different by my actions and the eventual conclusion of our Everett trip.
Well, let me kind of just sum things up for the people who are just listening and actually weren't there. We went to this rally. We basically just wanted to see what was going on. We were heading out for an open mic that night, and it's actually right on the same street there, Hewitt. So we said, fuck it. Let's go check out the crazy and see what they got to offer at this point. And we just wanted to see what was going on. We asked people, saw how they got tickets, just got them online. Huge line of people waiting in line. The line never disappeared, it seemed like. Even once they started sending people out, the line still wasn't gone. quite a few protesters. Yeah. You know, maybe what, 300-400 maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. Very loud and vocal though, yeah. the people there. And what was really surprising to me, the most surprising thing I think, not a lot of Hillary support to be seen around.
No.
Not too much. I mean, I saw this old couple that, you know, they, I don't know, this guy, they were pretty far up there, and this guy looked like he was probably a male feminist, so you know, he was showing his support for Hillary, but I didn't even really need to engage them, you know. I could kind of just read that one alone, but besides that, not a lot, you know. Even some of the protesters themselves were categorizing themselves as not pro Hillary,
right,
but never Trump,
right?
You know, so everybody had their stance, but not right. a lot of standing for Hillary. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I think that's smart. Why would you? What most of them were doing there was. It didn't seem like it was a point to them being there. They were kind of just yelling stuff at the people that were supporting Trump. So I was like, why? They didn't have any facts behind what they were yelling. They were just yelling stuff, but it was going like both ways. But it was like you're watching it. You're like, ah, oh, it's kind of just at least say something. Because I was like, if you're going to yell at the female supporters, at least mention something about Pence.
Because
mm-hmm. Pence doesn't like anything gay or women. Like, Indiana's totally like, yeah, this dude's like, no, he was like trying to ban it before it all got put into action. He totally doesn't want you to have a say, but he's like super Catholic. And a lot of people think that's why Trump picked him, because Trump doesn't have really a big, I don't think Trump's a sexist, because I think Trump doesn't care. As long as you have money or you can help him in some way, he doesn't care what your gender is.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever been like, and then the girls were like, oh, he said stuff like mean towards, a lot of people mentioned the Roseanne when he gets into the arguments with a female, he starts mentioning her gender, and everyone's like, oh, and I was like, I get it, but I mean like that, I was like, him being a dick doesn't mean that he's sexist. It's just when he gets into an argument with a woman, that's what he'll say. If he gets in an argument with he's very New York. He doesn't have a good filter for his conversation, which is why I was saying, I talked to that lady last night. She's from Harlem or Brooklyn, wherever the hell. She was like, I have an issue. And I was like, a lot of people I know from New York have like it's a weird filter where they're East Coast. They kind of don't give a shit. They'll just say it. And in this day and age, it's not appropriate. It's worked for Trump because people were like, oh, shit. Is that how it is? Because it's like a lot of the supporters seem like they were just like, I'm here. I'm more curious than anything. We met some people on the other side who bought tickets specifically so people couldn't go inside. But as long as that line was, I feel like it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Well, that's the thing. Exactly. It's negligible. Oh, yeah. Two less people. It doesn't matter. Yeah, they had plenty of people to fill put asses in those seats.
She should have just said she was capitalizing on the tickets.
Yeah.
But she would not admit to that at all.
She's waiting for the Instagram photo where she's burning them.
Yeah, right. That's what I also said. Burn one, keep one. Like, have one for money, one for fun. But... Yeah, there weren't that many Hillary people there, which, like I said, I'm not surprised. I don't think why would they be there for any my issue is that those the Johnson people were kind of watching. It was a weird experience to watch what was going on. Some of it did seem kind of like, oh, that seems so fake, but you're watching like, I don't know how, you know. And I wish the Johnson people would have been like more out there, like, hey, yeah, well, they were doing stuff, but
we talked to them, and yeah, they were fun to talk to, but yeah, they were just kind of standing there. Yeah.
They are the middle ground people, because we're kind of like, why can't everyone just be chill?
Yeah, they really are. They're like not too excited either on either side of the
coin.
They're
trying
to
get people, but they weren't like all about it. We didn't see any Jill Stein people,
yeah,
which is kind of, I thought that she'd be pushing for it too.
Dude, that girl's fucking crazy as shit too, though.
Jill Stein?
Oh god, she's a nut.
I've never watched anything with her. Dude. I just know she's a Green Party. Never watched anything with that lady.
But it was funny to me though. I liked the signs they had. You remember? You know, the black and yellow signs where you could have
what specific
each
thing
side.
He is.
Yeah, depending on what side of the sign you were using, you could choose the type of outrage that you had.
Yeah.
You know, were you mad about sexism or were you mad about homophobia?
Yeah,
which one was
racist.
It? Yeah, was it racist or was it hate speech that you were upset about?
That was
about?
Always the black bar.
You know, pick your outrage. Yeah. I mean, which that is one of the great things we got these days. You know, yeah. You can dial in specifically the exact things that you're mad about. You know, but none of the people had any facts though. Really,
no,
you know?
they
didn't really
have
any specific.
The weird part that these people who are so middle of the road, where they're like, I don't like Hillary either, and I don't like this guy, but I'm here because this guy's here. You were like, well. You know, like, not even, because we're not Johnson people, we wouldn't have benefited for saying, well, why don't you vote for this middle guy? It was none of our business. But me and you were like, well, why do you not like this person or that person? And very few people, or they'd mention something they saw. But you're like, yeah, but did you ever go into, like, more into, like, a political reason? Because you having a personal bias against that person, that's why I didn't get them yelling at the people. He's a racist. Like, they know.
Yeah.
If he is one, did you believe so? They know. That's why they're in line. They don't need to be reminded. That's not going to make them get out of line. Like, huh, you know what? Like halfway through the line, they go, huh,
God,
you know what?
He is a racist.
He is a racist.
Now
they just walk out of the line.
Oh, Jesus.
That would have made more sense to me if you want to plant people into the lines instead of you actually getting inside and disrupting the whole event, which is going to happen anyway. Get a bunch of people in line and have them all, like, buy the stupid tickets, get in line, and, like, start letting people in. Just, like, when you're listening to people, right when you get to that part, you go, huh, you just make a bunch of people just walk out of line. I feel like some of the people might walk and follow you. Might, if you just have, like...
Just down a dark alley or
something. Yeah, they get, like, an... No, it's not Pokemon Go, man.
Yeah. Dude, no, and one that was what pissed me off. Like, at one point, the people in the anti-Trump people, they were just yelling at the people in line saying, you're all racist.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are all racist.
Yeah.
I can tell just by looking at you, the way you stand in line, you're racist.
They don't know which
no question,
thing
every
Trump
single one
about.
Of you.
They don't know which thing that he was about, what this person wanted to be in the line for. Because no one was trying, and I know that there was not going to be a discussion, which is why I was like, make something topical where they won't just jump, like, you throwing that in their face isn't going to make them want to discuss why these people are even there to watch you go into this place. And I was like, it was a really weird experience.
Calling somebody a racist is like the biggest non-starter to any conversation.
No, it works.
Is.
No, it totally triggers white people. White people are
now
racist.
Hold on there, pal. Let's have a reasonable discussion here, okay?
It's the R word. Like, you know, everyone has a word where it is offensive to call a white person a racist. Is your you would like people to use R word, but we would get it mixed up with retarded.
Yeah,
because some white people are.
It's like the word bigot, though, man.
Okay.
It's like the word fuck for a stand-up comedian. The more you use it, the less power it has each time.
Right.
And these people are just throwing that word around all willy-nilly. It is fun to say. I will say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the stank that they're putting on it, though, when they use it, you know, it's like,
it's how many times do you say fuck?
It's venom, you know? But, yeah, it's... The big takeaway for me, though, was by far... The anti-Trump people were much more rowdy than anybody else.
Yes.
Were much more fired up, much more aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, they shared words with some of the Trump people every once in a while on the line.
Yeah.
But in general, they were much more fired up.
Yeah. They were very shouty. And then, like, but like I said, they weren't aggressive if you weren't on that side. They would question you. If you were question, like us asking the two women with the sexist sign, their confusion was, are you saying he's not one? Are you know, I was like, I'm just asking, like, I'm not either way on it.
Yeah. I haven't said anything so far.
Yeah.
I'm not holding a sign here.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay. And like, I'm just listening to what you're saying. And then like, he's like, oh, what do you think about it? And I was like, no, well, I mean, like, I was like, all I'm thinking is like, I've never heard him say it on any of these videos where she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I said. I was like, I've not seen him personally mention anything towards it unless he's in confrontation with someone. And I get, and that's when I was like, I get what you're saying, like, as far as him saying it. But I was like, you've never, like, even at your mom, you know, you probably called her a bitch.
Let's be real here.
Right. You know, and I was like, he probably, that's just how he would come off. And I was like, I get, like, but he's not specific. Like, he wouldn't specifically be like, you have no say in it. Like, Trump's not a religious person where he has, like, he doesn't care if you pro-choice, but he's like, I like having kids because, like, his Russian wives are hot.
Exactly.
He has no self-control, like, is all I'm saying. I feel like children are self-control.
Yeah. That lady, though, that was actually what made me realize the sign is because she was holding up the sexism sign, but the other side said homophobic. So I asked her about the homophobic. I was like, well, so do you think Hillary Clinton, you know, like just a few short years ago, she was against gay marriage.
Yeah.
So do you think Trump is more or less homophobic than her?
Right.
And she's like, well, I think she changed her mind.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't, you know, but then she talks about Trump changing his mind and it turns into a flip flop now. Well, now he's flip flopping.
But she mentioned the reason why would be that it would be him doing it at a time of him running for presidency, that it would make it weird for him to flip.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you also asked her, like, do you think that she became accepting of it before or after it became publicly acceptable? Mm-hmm. Like, did she just, because she is a very,
did she beat the popular opinion of this right. country with her changing her mind?
Right.
I don't think she did.
I don't think she did. I feel like she got in office and she was like,
I think she was at least a couple of years behind. I think.
Yeah. She's like, why aren't people going for the gay vote? That's like a big, that's a large voting community. A lot of them have really good jobs and raise children on television.
Yeah. So once again, don't think she quite had her facts right there, you know? And then the one guy who was yelling the most with the ponytail. I know that's probably not specific enough, but,
with
the red shirt.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was yelling a lot at a lot of people. He was talking about Trump in Louisiana, you know, and he's like, you know, he should have done more. Like this is Trump's problem to solve. Like, he went down there, he had a photo shoot. He may or may not have helped.
Yeah.
And he donated a truck full of shit, you know? I mean, okay, maybe not the most he could have done.
Yeah.
But it's more than I did.
Right.
I'm sure it's more than this guy who's yelling did. You know? I mean, what do you want from him?
What Trump should have done was called in and had, like, stuff flown in because he has all that money. And I was like...
Yeah, it's like, oh, you should have made a video, you know, make a video. And then it's like, he came down. How many videos were made while he was down here?
Right.
It's like, was his flag lapel pin? Was it the right size for you?
Right.
Or should he had a bigger one? It's like, you're splitting hairs here, man. Right. Give me a break, you know?
Trump was basically doing his sit down at the anthem. He was doing a thing to make a gesture to get cameras to view him on a thing. He was trying to get people to notice, hey, Louisiana's kind of flooding in America.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't your president or someone doing something right now? And then a lot of people I've been seeing, like, it's not a very, it didn't catch on. It didn't go viral. A lot of people are posting, like, the where's Kanye at now? I don't know if anyone's saying that. Because everyone's saying, like, why isn't Kanye saying, like, Obama hates black people? You haven't seen that?
Oh, that's fucking good, I think it's a Twitter thing,
but like people have been like, where's Kanye now? Because they're like, how come he's not mentioning Obama, not liking black people and helping people in Louisiana? And I was like, should it even be that? Or should it just be like, just America in general shouldn't have known? Be like, hey, everyone, while you're over here arguing about, you know, I mean, I guess he should be focusing on, he shouldn't focus on the election anymore. He should be doing that. Especially since he's on the last couple of days of his presidency. You would think that he would be doing more stuff like that. Like, hey, guys, follow me down here with this.
I mean, here, to play devil's advocate here. Yeah. Okay, this is the case that they made, and this is the argument they made. When that situation is fresh, the floodwaters are still up. They're still rescuing. They're still trying to help people. They're doing all this stuff. Do you want to take all that attention and all your reserves that you need to and your resources to take care of the president, to get the president in town, to get that convoy, to get him driving around? Do you want to divert all those people who could be first responders to taking care of, you know, making sure the president is safely transported around town? I mean, that's their argument, and I do kind of agree with that, but it also pisses me off too, because I think it's so overkill how crazy they go on that kind of stuff.
About
it's
not doing it? Or
about
just
protecting the president. It's so overkill, I feel like. I mean, One of those SUVs that are in the convoy has a pop-up turret gun that can fire probably about 1,500 rounds per minute. I mean, you're not going to touch this guy, okay? Do we have to stop traffic both ways for 20 miles each way, though? Shut the entire freeway down? Just put him in a fucking helicopter and get him to where he needs to go.
Well, the problem is like, it's like the president being a target. And that's kind of weird because that's kind of like the over-militarization of the presidency. He's got his whole little, he's got his old Wehrmacht. But I didn't know that there was like a convoy with a turret.
I'll show you if we have time before you have to leave.
No, you don't even, I didn't know that.
I'll show you, but it's crazy. And the thing rotates always, and the doors flap open, so they got side protection. So you're protected on both sides, and then you just fire straight in front of you and saw people in half who were trying to fuck with the president.
It happened a little bit ago. You know, Redmond has a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
The city of Redmond?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they have they were doing drug busts in Kirkland, and my coworker was like, why was there a tank on 85th? And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, there was a tank. And then later on we learned like there was apparently like some place in Juanita They went and did a drug bust with this tank with a they took the turret the cannon off and they put a battering ram on it. It has like swappable. It's like a Swiss Army knife tank. So they took that off and put a battering ram adapter piece on it to smash the door down to get into his house.
And I was like, fucked up the entire landscape while they were doing it on the front lawn.
Yeah, they were driving it on the street. It had shreds. And I was like, what the hell? Yeah. And I was like, that's kind of terrifying.
Yeah. Well, that's
martial
that's what's
law.
Going. I mean, that's the thing. Well, yeah. Maybe they're practicing for it. I mean, they brought a tank. Was there any shots fired at all?
No.
Did anybody fire any shots?
It was like a cover house or something. Like, the people were like a family. Not a family, but like they weren't. It was in Kirkland. They were like, you know, it was a nice house, and it was like a front apparently for like another thing. Like, it was a house where the drugs come to be distributed from. It wasn't like
there was a higher up on the chain.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like,
you call him for a quarter or better. Don't call me for this chicken scratch bullshit.
It's the good stuff. It keeps you up all night. Yeah, it was one of those things. It was funny, man. I was like, oh well, that's kind of weird. The suburbs, we're getting the Terminator vehicles.
Yeah, they're gearing up for a potentially big fight here, man. And that's why I don't like all this divisiveness that's popping up in between people, you know, got everybody fighting. And we talked about Johnson, and that's why I think the third party is crucial.
Yeah,
because then it's not just us or them.
Right.
It's three people, so everybody's getting a little bit of that heat, but no one's getting too much of it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of dulls. You got two enemies you got to split it between, and 50-50. Now it's like, okay, I can't be super pissed off and fucking completely outrageous to one person. I got to kind of dull this around a little bit.
Yeah, having two is like a flip of the coin, but at what point is it you just realize it's all a quarter?
Exactly. Exactly. It's all the same, you know? And then you're just fighting these people. Why? Because they like this one guy who's just as terrifying as the woman he's going against.
Yeah,
I mean,
we don't like either one, and somehow they're both our options, and somehow we're all like, how did this end up happening?
Yeah, it's like we got to just realize that the system sucks.
Yeah, it's super.
It sucks. It's stupid. And I think if one of them gets elected and shits the bed like we're all anticipating, everybody's gonna be like, we're fucking done. This is retarded. What are we doing?
Okay, so when you left, at one point there was a political discussion talked about, and people were talking about, I'm going to go to this country, I'm going to go to this country. It's like, none of you ever realized.
Okay, hold on. For those of you, we were at a show last night. We went to this little shithole tavern, nice place right down the road, called Daryl's Tavern, and Marcus was doing a show, couple hecklers, and there was some words to be had, but keep going. Sorry, Marcus.
Thank you. So the heckler, they were getting all political, and at some point they were all talking about locations they would move to after the thing goes, if it goes up and whoever gets picked. They were like, I'm going to go to this country. And I was like, you guys don't realize either one is so bad. I think the world is going to be screwed. That was what they wouldn't listen to me. They were like, no, it'll be fine. Like, I'm just going to be like, one was like, I'm going to go to Ireland. Somebody said, I'm going to go to Mexico. Mm-hmm. I was like, thank you, person. He was like, yeah, man. He said, those bitches be bad, though. That's why he wants to go to Mexico. I was like, okay, well, I'm glad you got a reason, though. But I mean, it's such a weird thing where you're like, I think they're both so bad criminally. And a lot of people are like, you know, Hillary will just be the status quo. And I was like, but the status quo sucks currently.
Yeah.
Even if she kept it the same, like, it's still really bad.
Yeah, it's definitely not good. Oh, man. Yeah.
And that TPP thing, man.
Oh, and I know she will, dude. I know she will.
She already, I thought
she
already,
I know
she
will flip on it the second she gets in.
You think she'll flip on it?
I would not be surprised at all, man. She's like, yeah, I campaigned against it, but we made this one change. We made a bigger tax cut for all the CEOs of the companies who do cut jobs and send them overseas, actually.
Like your
government, it's much better.
Like, your government can't tell a company who's doing international trading, like, you can't do that. You can't get in trouble for being a company doing something elsewhere. Like, that lady was telling us about the Monsanto thing before she started getting into why she doesn't like Monsanto. I don't ever listen to that part. But it was her specifically talking about how Monsanto has all the seed business and he is the companies, and like, the issue is, like, if he does anything corrupt with the food, he can't get in trouble by the government if he's like located somewhere else because of the trade agreement. He can't be stopped sending it to somewhere else if he was like, ah, well, they'll still, like, you, if we find something wrong, we can't tell any, like, they, it was a weird, like, it's a weird thing to TPP, like, explain, where, like, the companies end up having a lot of the power with how an employee works. If I make something and someone in another country makes something, we have to even the playing field because we don't want to lose them. So that means that we would have to match how we make stuff, like to China or Vietnam, where we've been bitching all the time about all of these shitty products and how these work things are bad. He's like, but now we'd be like, well, we got to compete with China. So then our companies could be like, well, you know, who, a couple fingers is okay.
Yeah. Dude, and yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, they're crafting this bill in Washington, okay, with lobbyists and shit. You think they're crafting it to help the American people?
The laborers?
Yeah, to the people who are doing all these fucking jobs?
Yeah, no.
No, these are all for the corporations and shit.
Yeah.
And it's just to make this trade easier. There's going to be more regulators and shit in there too, bureaucrats that we have no control over.
Yeah.
There's no point to sign these deals when you're the biggest out there like us. Like, it's kind of a dick move to say it like that. It definitely is. Like, hey, sorry, guys. You're not as good at this as us.
Yeah.
So sorry. It is kind of a dick move. But in the, at the end of the day, we don't. Everybody's going to want to trade with us.
Right.
No one's going to not want
to
trade with us if we don't sign this deal.
Quality is why you want it made in America. It was like, yeah, but you know they're making good shit because we're like trying to follow everything to the T. But and also use quality because we're like, we want the best. We want the biggest and the best. We're America. Like, it says made in America. We know these people are like, I want another one of those. That's what we lost. We lost that, like, that made in America badge. Now it's like, oh, made in China. We all know it's shitty. We're still like, yeah, but it's the cheapest. And it's like, we're all following the money.
It is. Yeah, it's the cheapest.
It's the money, man. Mm-hmm. We're all following the money. And I'm like, that's just not what it used to be. The money should come if it's good enough quality.
Yeah. And you think if we sign, if we don't sign TPP, you think China's going to stop fucking
right,
with us?
Exactly.
You think they're going to stop trading with us? They're like, oh, fuck you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll go somewhere else. No, you won't.
Yeah.
No, because you're making like 40% of your money off of us.
Canada's on it. It's like, it's weird. Like, Mexico's on it, but Canada's on it. And you're like, oh, like, I don't know, man. It's like a bunch of money stuff where you're kind of like, no one's watching how this is going to like screw you if she gets in as far as you being in a, if you're anybody who is lower on the food chain at any lower end job, minimum wage or slightly above, it's going to fuck you.
Yeah, it's just, it's going to be a lower quality of life in this country, and that's what happens.
And then
it balances everybody out.
She still wants the affordable health care thing to still go into act, which punishes you for not having health insurance, but making you get health insurance to pay with money you don't have. It's a lot of debt, creation.
Yeah,
and it's
it's a motherfucker, man. It's a motherfucker, but. I don't know. I can't even believe it, but I am coming closer to wanting Trump. I mean, I really want Johnson. I think he's trying hard, and they got this new thing. I don't know if you've seen it. This Balanced Rebellion. Have you seen this?
No.
It's like, I'm going to explain this really shitty, so you have to look it up on your own time. But they like basically what they do is like if you're a Democrat who doesn't want Hillary, they pair you up with a Republican who doesn't want Trump, and then you guys both vote for Johnson, and then it like cancels your votes out, you know, and then it makes the third party vote worth it.
It makes sure there's someone out there just like you.
It makes it worth it, you know. It makes it, you're not just wasting your vote. You're not throwing it away, and you're keeping everything balanced.
No, I did not know of that. Oh, wait, I feel like I've seen that.
Yeah,
but.
Balanced Rebellion. They got a ton of Facebook videos and YouTube and stuff, so check it out. It's an interesting premise, man, and like I said, this is... If there's ever been a year for a third party,
right?
This is the year. This is the year to try it out and say. And you know what? If it sucks and Johnson's a fucking idiot,
it's 4 years,
and he's not going to be able to get that much done.
Right.
He's not going to be able to get everything
That's
he wants
what we try
done.
To explain to people.
But maybe we'll stop fighting all these wars a little bit. Maybe we'll kind of start bringing them back a little bit.
What did we learn from the Johnson? The libertarian people want to do is they basically want to adjust stuff like as far as. Length of terms for governors and like it was like, oh, that's the thing you would guys would try to put in, and I'm like, you when the currently it would only be you against two parties who are totally in there, how able would you be to implement it? But I'd like that you'd be able to at least put it out there where people would know the next after these 4 years of you being in, they'd at least know that can we please now go back, because that's it is stupid that you know, these guys can be in service for a state for 40 years. And he's like, could you imagine a person's mindset 40 years ago?
Just crusty, dry, old white
wearing glasses.
Just not open-minded white men.
Yeah, everything's like, why isn't it back this way?
Born during the Depression.
Smoking a cigar.
Oh, with no, haven't had a new idea since the Reagan administration.
Danny DeVito from that one episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I liked it when he did that. Oh, no, like he was just... I was like, when you think about it, with those old bosses and those giant offices and the old shows, like, what did that guy do? He just sat there and was like, signed stamped papers and pushed it somewhere. And he's like, you just gave that guy a bunch of money.
What he did is he found his way into the comfiest chair in the entire building. Yep. That's what he did.
And how'd he work the papers to get up to the top? He snoozed a little bit. He slept with his boss's wife.
Get him the fuck. We need fresh ideas constantly. We don't need these old wrinkly, dried up men. It's insane. They're not contributing anything.
No.
And their healthcare costs are going through the roof.
Yeah.
All right, we can't afford this.
No, we can't afford it. And then like some of them are like, oh yeah, but we ran out of Social Security money for all of you. Wait. Where'd the money go?
Yeah.
We're going to be old people like in weird retirement homes where we're like, we're going to be in the Matrix, man.
Or we're just going to be homeless.
Oh, no.
That's a possibility, too.
No. But they got to give us public housing, right?
No, I've been thinking about, what do you think about this as a political tactic? You know, they, like you said, we need to limit the terms.
Yeah.
What about an election year where we vote out all the incumbents?
We just say no just to everyone.
Anti-incumbent across the board, and just send a message, a shot across the bow to all congressmen that listen. If we want, we can fuck things up pretty quick. All right,
we would have to get everyone on the same page, and they've done such a good job media-wise. That lady was also talking about how all of the media used to be like you could get your news from so many different sources, and how there's only like 7 sources of media.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about, or that was her husband. You were talking to the lady. He was talking about how like there's only 7 sources of things.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like that one split, because there should be one thing that's supposed to show you the news all the time, like without a opinion being pressed upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that anymore. She's like, there's only 7 places giving you information.
But that's the old news, though, man. That's the old...
if you're looking it up.
The old patriarchy, you know.
But how many people are going to spend that much? A lot of people are looking up Kim Kardashian. That's why he got mad at it. He was like, everyone knows Kim Kardashian, but no one knows...
That is true. But you can get a lot of news like via YouTube and stuff, man. I mean, there's a lot of different sources to go. You can go Breitbart. You know, you can go all over the place.
Yeah, but
you can go
Drudge
Report.
That's for the people who want to look that up. I mean, you having your own say, there should be a thing where you just, you know... I guess they wanted it to be more of a thing where people would have... the incentive to go view more outside sources than what's being pushed on them. But the way society has turned technology, you having your own ideas, we're kind of just, I feel like learning, this is the end result of people having a lot of their own opinions, is that we're kind of stupid.
Just brings it all to the forefront here.
It's because I mean, like during that show, we had turned off for the last quarter of the preseason game, and I'm like, we're watching people interview for a job. It doesn't really matter. Like, why do you people care? And they're like, oh, don't you want to see what happens? Like, that person could get hurt walking up a flight of stairs. He might not even start the game. Like, I don't care about preseason.
Yeah.
And, that did make me want to get that, a Jane jersey. I want to get, what's that, Seahawk 22?
I think of Lane.
Oh, yeah, Lane. Yeah I want to get one. Yeah, Jeremy Lane. I want to get Jeremy Lane jersey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice transition there,
yeah,
Marcus.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well done, man. Uh-huh. Well done. Jeremy Lane, what's going on with him? This is your story.
I didn't hear anything about anything this morning. I don't know. I just know it happened last night before I even walked in the bar, so I didn't even get to see it happen. Mm-hmm. And I knew that Kaepernick was, he took a knee, but then another one of his teammates also sat. So I was like, all right, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be the new trend now, you know.
No, not
riding,
standing for it?
Riding the pine, yeah, and not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I hope we get to change it, man.
Mm-hmm. I think we're just going back to, like, elementary school, you know, the
to
attitude, like,
stand.
No, I don't want to do the pledge anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It is, which is why
we've come full circle, but
like,
back to where,
though?
Why is it
even news? It's like, why is it even news that he won't stand for it? Like, it doesn't, like, if you guys want to give him the... It's literally, like, they got people to, like, view it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that everyone's like, oh, it's disrespectful. And it's like, to who?
Mm-hmm.
Like, him sitting down doesn't affect anything, but now he's got the cameras on him to be like, hey, this is the thing I'm trying to talk about. But everyone's like, but he's sitting, though.
Yeah.
I mean.
It is kind of funny how that works, but. No, I want to say this, dude. To all my ex-girlfriends who told me that SportsCenter and ESPN is stupid and it's a waste of time and there's no point to it. I'd like to apologize to you, because it took me a while to see, but you guys were actually right.
Yeah.
You guys were right, and I'm sorry. It took this whole week
of watching,
like you said, them making a story out of what potentially just could have not even been brought up if we really wanted to.
If it would have been somewhere where someone would have been able to mention it, it's the reaction it got, which I think didn't help it, because it could have been something that got mentioned and just... pushing on the rug, but it got such a big I'm guessing link clicks. people were clicking on it.
Yeah.
And that's when they were like, well, we got a thing we caught on here. But like you said, the problem is that I want to watch sports. Who got how many percentage yards? Who's the best looking running back? God. They're like, but look at him sitting down, guys. And you're like, no.
It's fucking shameful. It is fucking shameful.
I should have to go to Fox News or CNN and listen to them talk about this. Because it's an issue on their
just
thing.
Just to be forced to listen to some real adults.
Right, but ESPN talking about it, you're like, oh, he's making a stand. You're like, he's an athlete. Like, you know. I mean, I like that he did. I like it. But I still get, I get what you're saying as far as, like, why is ESPN talking about it? Like, talk about what happened on the field. Mention it, maybe. But, I mean, it's all the money, dude. It's still mm-hmm. money. They're getting all those clicks. Yeah. It's like an Instagram girl.
Yeah. It's, you know, and here's the thing for me. It's like, I don't necessarily agree with it. I think it's one of the many things that we do in this culture to raise awareness. Mm-hmm. We're raising awareness, guys. Here's awareness. Be aware. This is going on. Do we not realize how narrow-minded and short-sighted Americans can be at times, and how easily we can forget things?
We have ADD.
Two or 3 weeks later, we have severe,
yeah,
self-diagnosed ADD. Severe, self-diagnosed, and self-inflicted. You're
we're
right.
Stupid.
Yes, we've done this to ourselves.
Yeah.
So do we not realize this? I mean, it. At the end of the day, it doesn't move the needle. I don't think. I don't think it does anything to get us anywhere. It just, again, it gets us into this, what team are you on?
Yeah.
You're on this team? You're on that team? Do you agree or do you disagree? Are you putting the veterans down?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's just stupid. We're just making a fight again over nothing.
But then again, that's where we go. We're like, yeah, they're doing their job of getting us, like, keep them separated until the votes come. We got to make sure who's on what side when the votes come down to it. But like, what bugs me is, like, it's, a lot of it is media, because when you watch the videos,
mm-hmm.
he never mentioned race. He was just like, I just wanted it to be known, like, what's going on. I would like something to be done about it. I like that he has the ability to say, he might be going for a politician's job after his football career. Because I'm not going to lie, before this all happened, Kaepernick is a garbage quarterback.
Well, and that's the thing.
He's
it's
not
like,
good.
And that's my one part of my point, too, is like, if he's top three quarterbacks in the league, had a great season last year, killing it.
Right.
Is he making this big scene, this big stink over this?
Well, right now Cam Newton's kind of wishy-washy on it. So the answer to you is no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He knows he's got something to lose here, and he's not sure if he agree.
To lose having a say on what's running in, like, the government that's, like, killing people? Like, why is it bad to have a say even being an NFL star?
Because what it looks like is that you're just trying to soak up the limelight on your way out the door here. I mean, like you said, he's a garbage quarterback. He's so close to getting cut that if he takes the sweat towel, throws it to the bin and misses, that might be it for him. His career might be over just like that.
I don't think his career is going to be over. Like, he's athletic. He can still play in the NFL, but as quarterback, he is not good. He is what I thought Tebow shouldn't have been, a quarterback. Tebow should have been. They already have, what's his face, don't you? Mm-hmm. There's already, like, a couple of receivers this year who were former quarterbacks in college. Like,
really?
He's still athletic.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah, you maybe should have teamed him up with Tom Brady. Have him be one of the many white receivers out there that Tom's throwing to. I mean, and that's the thing. They're always throwing. They're always catching. You know, I mean, they got good hands.
Yeah.
You know, they're athletic guys.
Well, I'm saying, like, his career shouldn't be over. I think that this was him making a statement as far as him being like, but he was always kind of like, he got fined for wearing Beats audio headsets after the NFL said, don't wear those. He was like, I'm going to still wear them. He was always been a little bit of a troublemaker, so him doing this isn't like, oh my God, what, Kaepernick? It's the fact that it became a race thing where they're like, oh, he's disrespectful to the vets, and then the vets start coming out going like, dude, don't use me as a monolith. Like, he can say whatever he wants. It's a athlete. A lot of the veterans are kind of saying what you're saying. Like, it's not really news that he wants to sit, but, like, if he wants to sit, why does everyone give a shit? And that's why we're like, why did it get so many clicks is all I think a lot of people on the other end are trying to say. Like, why is it even getting clicks? Because is he wrong? That's what a lot of people are questioning us. Like, is he wrong on why he's sitting? Not the fact that he's sitting. And if it's getting that many clicks, are there people on the other side viewing it as, what is he talking about? He's lying. And then, like, people keep trying to use the, and I was like, that's why I said, like, I stand on, like, I get it. I think it's funny that so many people are getting mad about it, which is why I think it's funny, but I also get what he's doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just to get people eyes. Like I said, Trump going to Louisiana, it's him to get eyes on it, but the reasons of why he's going there is getting skewed. Trump is, oh, he's only there for a photo op in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I don't feel like Colin Kaepernick with a secure job, doing well, and making not making $18 million.
Shouldn't have a say because he's doing okay.
No, I just don't think he brings it up. I don't think he risks it.
Well, no, because this happens a lot. That's what everyone keeps forgetting. Like you said, we have an ADD. I'm from Denver. I'm from the city that had Abdul Raif do it, the former Nugget. He sat for the Olympics and it became a big deal, and his career was over after he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one would take him. They're like, oh, he's a troublemaker. He won't stand for the flag. And I was like,
That's the risk you take.
That only happens to black people, because, like, if he was any other race, because you know why he didn't stand because of shootings? He didn't stand because he says, I'm not going to do it because it's a symbol. He was a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, it's a symbol of I won't praise it. Like, standing up and doing it is a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a prayer to a thing. And he says, I won't stand and do it. And then, like, after that, like, the Nuggets cut him and no one would sign him. And I was like, just because he wouldn't stand for the flag. He was a really good, he was the best free throw shooter in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He still, like, has a lot of the stats are still him. But they, like, totally, like, didn't take him back. And it was like, because of the flag. Like, that's a weird thing to do. Like, at one point, do you become a Nazi?
I don't know if we go that far, really.
I don't know, man. There were some people who thought Trump would be a Nazi. Everyone calls him a Nazi or a...
Yeah,
or a dictator.
Yeah, well, those are the unopen-minded people who throw around the word bigot all the time.
A lot of people don't know that we have three branches. He's more so going to be a figurehead where you send him to places, or he'll want to go to places to bring up awareness about, hey, we're having traded deals in the Middle East. Look at these pictures of me here with this guy. Look at the pictures we're posing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're supposed to do, is get eyes on political stuff that's going on in your country. But, like, we're kind of getting Kansas City shuffled lately.
Yeah.
Look this way, do some shit on this side, like
Kansas City shuffle. Yeah. That's three card Monty. Where's the Queen of Hearts? Where's she at?
Where's the marble? Well, yeah, it's totally that. Dude, that's what I think's happening to a lot of us, is like politically we're getting divided and divisive about stuff where it shouldn't be an issue. Or if it is an issue, why is it even an issue? And then we get into these weird things where people are fighting on two different fives, but then we're all the ones in the same boat, and then we're all like the people up on top, we're like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. It's tough for me because I listened to his press conference and, you know, you can tell that he didn't have this whole thing planned out.
Wait, which one? Because he's had
afterwards.
Like several.
Well, I think it was like right after the game.
Well, which one? Because he had one
It was
last,
in the locker room, I'm pretty sure.
The one with the afro out?
Yeah, with the afro. Yeah. And it's just like, you could tell he didn't have this completely planned out, which, you know, is fine. I mean, it probably was, his heart was probably pounding when he was came time to make the decision. But
I don't think he thought it was going to be that big of a deal.
No, I don't think he did either. But, you know, I'm just listening to him talk, and he's talking about things that, you know, unfair and unjust.
Yeah.
And oppressed. And
well, he was never known as a good speaker.
No, but it's like just hearing a guy who's making $18 million,
right?
And he sucks at his job. It said he sucks at his job. He's not even in the top 10 quarterbacks.
But he's not talking about his job.
He's probably
though.
In the bottom five quarterbacks in the league.
I agree.
It's like, you want to talk about unjust? Is that just to the Russell Wilson?
That
you make
good?
The same as him, and he's got us to the Super Bowl two times already? I mean, is that not unjust?
That you're making more than him?
Things are always... The notion that people think that things can be like exactly even and perfectly fair? No. This world does not work like that.
Wait, but should it go off of race, though, is all he's trying to bring up? Like, should it be because of the color of your skin that you're going to...
It's a lot of factors, man. You can't put it on one. You can't put it on one. But you look at a hot blonde girl and me.
Right.
It's never going to be fair with us, okay?
As far
people are going to just inherently be...
As far as dying?
No, it's just... No, as far as people acting, how they act towards us. They're always going to be nicer to her. No matter what, people will always be nicer to that hot blonde,
right?
You know, and it's not going to be fair. Maybe I'm a nicer person. Maybe she's a cunt.
Right.
And she's,
but they won't know that
until
they
warm.
Talk to you. And that's all we're saying. Like, at least talk to people before you start shooting them.
Yeah. But it's just, it's not, but before you start shooting them, I mean, this is a dangerous narrative, Marcus. If you get
it's
too
not dangerous.
Stuck up on this narrative, it's a very, I mean, you talk about the cops. Is that what you're saying? Shooting them?
I'm talking about anyone.
Who are you talking about shooting who?
Anyone? What would be your reason for shooting anyone?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
No, that's the point that we're trying to bring up.
But
why
don't shoot people? Period. I mean, let's not shoot anybody.
Yes, we would also like not everyone to vote for certain people. We can't get them to listen. We're saying shooting people based off of what you see is fine if it's like a gun in your face, but shooting someone because of what you've seen on TV or what you've been told by the news stations, doesn't always conclude an actual conclusion until you talk to them. That's all we're saying. Like, we don't know if that girl is a cunt. We don't know if you're an asshole until they start talking to you or her before they can make that final judgment. Will they be nicer to her initially because she's attractive? Yeah, appearance-wise. But we're saying, like, should that be a judgment? Because she could be a he.
Yeah. But will it wear off for some who want
to
fuck her?
Well, this is where we go with the old guys. That's what that old lady...
No matter how gregarious I am?
That old lady who's 59 was saying, like, the issue she's noticing with our generation, she was saying, is that we're all on the phone typing about it. She's like, I'm from a generation, like, she's talking about Kent and the civil rights movement. She was like, we couldn't type each other. We had to, like, go meet up because we had to go out and do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I understand your issue with the youth. She was like, yeah, you guys... She kind of was calling us pussies. Because she was like, you guys won't go out and do stuff. You guys will all talk about it. And then, like, if you ever look at the rallies or whatever's happening, it's like a small group of people. That's why when we were like, it's only like 400 people going out there for anti-Trump. But the issue should have been like, I would rather the Johnson people would have been like, do you guys need a job? We need more people to get on the campaign to push for this Johnson guy since you guys hate him so much. That's what the Johnson people should have been doing, was going like, you hate him, you hate her. Hey, yeah. Guys. Are you signed up to vote? They should have been doing what that Trump guy was doing over in a little alley. They should have been like, signed up to vote. Vote for this guy. He's guy needs 4 more percent.
Yeah, the Johnson supporters, they just seem like converted nihilists.
Yeah.
You know?
It's they like were they very
have,
me.
They have no, it's just blah, you know?
Yeah,
no excitement, like, no undertone. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, their heart was in a good place. They knew a lot of the facts, but they were kind of like, yeah, so you should totally come to it. You're like, oh, there was no enthusiasm. Like, I don't know why I wanted a hot blonde cheerleader to sit there and be like, rah, rah. But at the same time, I feel like they could have been doing more than viewing.
I'm with her.
Oh, man, it was such a weird group. And then afterwards, if anyone knows where your black backpack is full of gym clothing, because they broke my window.
I forgot to mention that. That's the
they broke my window up in Everett. So everyone be advised, that location, while very pale, is also very criminalistic. Just be advised.
Yeah, there's
people
some...
keep telling me that. And I said, like, I've never had an issue in Everett. And then this happens.
There's that neighborhood, like the kind of the backside of Everett is actually kind of a lot of people that don't go to sleep at night up there, you know.
They in Everett?
May or may not be under the influence of certain substances.
Meth, heroin.
But yeah, not a lot of deep sleepers up there, you know? So they're going around and they're looking at stuff.
They're tweaking and hard, man.
Sometimes, you know, you need to pick up a new old stinky gym bag. You know?
And none of these stuff. And then someone was like, what are they going to do? Pawn it? And I was like, yeah, at least it's 2016. What's going to be. If I left my phone in my backpack, I would have been devastated in 2016. If this was in 1996 and you broke into my car and stole a backpack, you are rest assured to have a $70, $60 GPS, maybe an iPod, maybe a laptop.
Yeah.
But nowadays...
A nice Kenwood deck.
Yeah, a Kenwood radio.
That actually used to cost $200.
Instead of these pre-installed supercomputer screen things on your fucking car where you can't take the deck. Like, I'm like, this dude broke in for nothing. And then you helped me put the wrap back on there, and it was like... You were like, before the rain comes, and well, hey, Seattle, we're back to rain.
I fucking knew it, man. Hey, the first response was great, you got to admit. I mean, we did good, you know. I was surprised you didn't really get too upset. I didn't really either.
You didn't break the window.
Yeah, I know. But people who don't have good emotional control can let that shit wreck their whole fucking day.
Emotionally crazy?
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that there's certain people who do not have control of their emotions.
Yeah.
That shit can ruin your whole fucking day, man. If you let it. And, you know, you just got to roll with it. It's like, whatever, let's just fix this and, you know, it'll be solved eventually.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's nearly nothing that could be done.
So why get pissed about it?
You're right. Well, I was more pissed at myself because I was the one who decided to drive my car because I was like, dude, your car's messy. I don't want to drive in it. And we took my car because I was like, I don't want to. That was the only reason. Mm-hmm. That's the only fucking reason.
So my conscience is clear. All right. I opened the door. I pretended like I was going to drive. Oh, man. One last thing I want to mention on the Kaepernick thing. It's just like, you're talking about Jeremy Lane.
Yeah.
And he's coming around. Here, I got a quick question for you before I make my statement. So does Kaepernick, does he sit every time now the rest of the year while he has a job still?
I personally, he's going to be on the bench.
Is he committed for the...
He's going
to
be on the bench.
He's
anyway.
Going to be on the bench.
He does never have to move from the bench.
Okay, so he just comes out, goes right to the bench, and then stays there all game.
He's not very good.
All right, so yeah, so no controversy there.
I don't know anything about the Lane guy. I got to look him up. I don't know if he's a starter.
Yeah, it's like, so is he now the whole year? Is he not?
He said he was. He's donated $1 million, and he said he was. I don't know.
See, I understand people moving for this cause, but what about Dwayne Wade's cousin? Who got shot in Chicago?
What shouldn't have gotten traded from Miami. You know what you're getting to when you're going to Chirac?
Do we not make a stand for this? I mean, is this not outrageous?
You know,
she was pushing the baby stroller in front of a school.
Yeah.
And was shot by a guy who had an ankle bracelet, but it was taken off because he was supposed to be looking for jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, should we not be outraged by this? I just don't understand it. Like, that one did get swept under the rug.
Right, exactly. That's what we're saying. There's no media coverage of stupid shit. Like, why isn't no one talking about that? Getting more people like, what the fuck? No one knows about that. I'm assuming most people are like, what are they talking about? If anyone even saw it, mm-hmm. it probably showed up briefly on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And we're like, look, Kaepernick's sitting down. Aren't you guys mad about it? It's like, we should be more mad if there was a shooting that happened in Chicago.
Somebody died.
Someone died. And not only did they
die, just Kaepernick.
They were pushing a baby stroller. And it's like...
Yeah, in front of a school.
In front of a school. Now, this is the thing where an athlete has to be involved because it's his family. But it's also like, why isn't that being more of a news thing instead of making the nation divide itself on like, But I kind of also, now this is me being on the black side. I feel like if they did put that as the big news, there would be a lot of white guys going like, yeah, well, the niggers did it to themselves. I'm just saying.
But whether they said it or not, it doesn't change it. It doesn't change who shot that person.
That's the problem, though, is that it doesn't change it. But then I learned, like, do you know Chicago has a really racist mayor? Someone was telling me that's the issue, is that there's a mayor in Chicago and he's not
this
helping.
This was Barack's right-hand man, though. Rahm Emanuel.
Apparently, like,
he used to be Barack's right-hand man.
Again, we go back to Kanye.
So what the fuck? Yeah. Nice callback. Yeah, so what's going on here, dude?
Yeah, I don't know. I asked someone after I saw that video of what happened with Dwayne Wade's cousin. I asked. I was like, "Come on, Chicago! Like, what's up?" And someone in Chicago was like, "Do we have the most racist mayor?" And he's just like, "Go look him up." The dude has like really weird stances on stuff, and I think he's Arabic.
I think he's part of the Illuminati. I think that's what he is.
Well, apparently, like, he's got like a weird way
he's
he got
from
into
skull
office.
And crossbones, I think.
He got into office in a weird way, and like you said, like he became like the right hand man of Obama. But I said, like, Obama, I don't think that he didn't live in Chicago, though, right? The capital of Illinois is Springfield.
Yeah.
So I think it was like, you know,
he ain't living in Chirac. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
He was just like, how's it going up there? We're doing all right. We're doing.
I wouldn't be caught anywhere near those thugs.
I'd never go there. Yeah.
Michelle wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
And neither would I.
Yeah. We're in a really nice neighborhood. Would you keep it? Yeah, I know.
As much as I love my fellow black folks, we live in the most white, double gated community. In the
Springfield,
city.
Yeah.
All right.
We are in Springfield.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very much where you kind of think about it. And I said, when someone told me that, I was like, I never thought about, like, is it another political corporate thing? Because, like, Chicago's still doing really well financially. And this dude's in there and he's like.
They got some pension issues and things of that nature, though, that are going to fuck them pretty soon here.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, that's most of the Rust Belt.
Exactly. And not to mention their infrastructure.
We're not making anything again.
Yeah.
And it used to mean something, made in America.
That's true. That's true. That was the start of the gutting, sending everything to China.
Yeah, sending everything to China.
Yeah, but hey, I mean, a new charger for your computer, though, for $250? I'll take it. In fact, give me three.
You know how much money it saves me in my account to sit on this money?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that money, sir?
Give me three. After the first two blow up, I'll still have one. That's
in
good.
In case of a rainy day is what we sit on the money. Like, a lot of rich people are just sitting on lots of money, and it's like, for what? I get that new yacht.
Yeah.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm. To tie a bow on this episode, we got to get wrapping here because Mr. Marcus is going to be working the bumper shoot this weekend. He's going to be bumping all kinds of shoots down there in Seattle.
So. There should be hot girls there, right?
Oh, are you kidding me, Marcus?
I've never gone.
Oh, they flock there like the salmon of Capistrano, right?
Okay. I've been to PAX. I know PAX has a bunch of nerdy hot girls.
Yeah, no, there'll be some
musical hot girls.
There'll be some pretty ladies down there for you, so that'll be good.
They might be on drugs.
But, to tie a bow on this thing, like you're saying, we got in the TPP, you know, we got into Made in China, all this stuff. We really do need to get back to this country being focused on this country.
Yeah.
And that is one thing that I think Trump has been very open and very honest about, and I don't think he would flip-flop on that. You know, I think he favors this country at least over other countries, which... Yeah. Again, sounds kind of dickish to say.
He's using the sports center technique.
He kind of is, but you know what? But I think it's true. Like you said, we got to bring all that shit back. Bring the manufacturing. Maybe stuff's going to start costing a little bit more money.
But
when we
should
buy
be getting
it.
Paid more to make up for it.
You're
right?
Not going to be getting four lawn chairs for $19.99 anymore.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe you buy one that's a little more expensive.
And it lasts longer.
It lasts you for a while. Yeah. And doesn't start breaking and tearing on the corners after you sit in it three or four fucking times.
Stop making a joke of it's made in China.
Maybe this is where we need to transition to and take care of ourselves a little bit more around here.
Also, there were a lot of Asians at the Trump rally. I just want to point out.
There really was. Yeah. And a lot of good-looking girls, too, which I was surprised. Which I found one. Oh, I found the one I wanted. I wanted a good-looking girl in a Hillary for prison shirt.
Yeah.
And I got it. I didn't get the best one, but I got one. So we'll post it up on the Facebook page for you guys to check out. But I know that was surprising. A lot of Asian people.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, with the Asian privilege running rampant like it is these days, I was like, holy, I wanted to get more in line when I saw the Asian people. I was like, I'm still confused, but I feel like they've probably figured this out. So you guys, where are those hats at? Where do we get the hats? Are they free or it literally made me want to change my mind because there was a lot of them.
No Cambodians, though. Those are my people.
Oh, man. Yeah, no Cambodians. That's true. But, let's wrap it with Make America Great Again, guys. And we can make great stuff. We just got to be a little less lazy and, you know, be willing to pay a little bit more for it.
We need to be bilingual.
Mm-hmm. But then we can deliver it by drones and all that kind of shit.
Oh,
and at least it won't cost us a bunch of carbon emissions to get it here, you know?
Fees.
So there'll be some wins there, guys. All right.
Made in America.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Have a good Labor Day weekend, you guys. Enjoy that extra day off. Yeah, you guys earned it, okay? It was a long summer. Marcus knows it's been rough. There's been some ups and downs. And enjoy that day off. He's going to be listening to some music. I'm going to be fucking drinking some beers probably, but enjoy that time, you guys, and thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, do us a favor and maybe let a friend know. Marcus is our marketing campaign director, and he just looks at Facebook all day and hopes that things happen. So I don't know where we're going with that, but thank you guys for listening. An earful in Emerald City. Enjoy a big weekend, you guys. We'll talk to you next week, and we will see ya.